singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just top shelf stuff. And excellent job, Miss Abigail, wherever you went to. There she is right there playing that piano up here tonight and all that business there. I'm telling you, sat down, looks like she was an old hand, been doing that all her life and did good. We already knew she could play and sing, but that was good. Added to the service, it was a blessing all the way around. Thank you very much for using your talent for the Lord. Take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Psalm tonight. Psalm 77. We looked there this morning. We're going to look there again tonight. Psalm 77. If you find the place and you'll stand, if you're able to stand, you can stand. And verse 11, we'll take up a get reading with verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. The way of God, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art God that doest wonders, and thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word. We ask you to move upon us and within us. We thank you for the good singing that we've enjoyed together tonight. We pray that now that you'd bless every request that's already been mentioned. How we want to thank you and trust you because we know thou art God and beside thee there is none else. Bless, I pray, this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while on when we remember God and all of his works. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you'll find out is that we already know, and we preach in days gone by, the way of God's in the sanctuary. You know, a lot of the questions that we have and a lot of the pain, the agony, the emptiness, the turmoil that we suffer is because of the fact we don't understand what God's doing. Well, let me tell you, if you get down to the house of God, if it can be unlocked in your mind what it is, God will use the house of God to be able to show you the wonderful works of the Lord. In fact is, if nothing else, you'll run upon somebody else having it worse than you got it, or at least just as bad, and it'll be an encouragement to be able to know you're not the only one and by yourself, and you're not alone in this world we're living in. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that Asaph, the psalmist Asaph, he was looking, no doubt, at the wrong direction sometimes, like we all do. In fact, if you started reading over in Psalm 73, and it goes till about Psalms 83, and these are the psalms of a man by the name of Asaph. And the Bible said that whenever you look over there, he said, you know what? He said, I just about slipped. He said, my thoughts were too painful for me on the inside. And he said, as a result of that, I got to thinking, you know, that I'm just done in. It'd be better for me to die than to live. He said, until I went back to the sanctuary or down to the house of God. And buddy, down at the house of God, it made him realize to know that everybody he was envious of and jealous of and everybody that he looked at like was getting a better deal than he was, it was wicked. He said, down at the house of God, I got to realize it and knowing I'm going to be with the Lord forever, and their days are numbered and they are but few. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, is that when you begin to realize that, he began to think about this morning because he was in trouble, that he called out to God and he used his voice and he showed the Lord that I need you to hear me, Lord. And twice he asked him, and God in verse 1 said that he gave ear unto his crying. Now, tonight, whenever we look into this, he said, I remember the works of the Lord. Surely, I remember the wonders of old. Now, you know, every now and again, it does us good. Instead of thinking about all your downfalls and failures and something somebody said, somebody asked me one time, said, hey, do you know what, the preacher, what this preacher or that preacher thinks about you? I said, don't even care, because they can't think. See, I'm not worried about what everybody else is thinking. I'm worried about what God's thinking and walking in fellowship with God. I can promise you that I'm the sorriest one in the building. And if somebody's talking bad about me, they're not telling it nearly as bad as I really am. You, on the other hand, I can understand, and you don't want somebody talking about you. We're not geared for that. But here's the nasty nine now. If you live for God and walk with God, somebody somewhere is going to say something bad about you, jealous of you, and want to drag you down to their low level. in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to be able to find out. Don't be too curious about those kinds of things. Hey, stop every now and again and think about where God brought you from, where you would have been and could have been had it not been for the wonderful and the marvelous grace of God. I can tell you right now, when you begin to look into the Bible, he said, I begin to think back on days of old. Every now and again, just sit around. Instead of thinking about all your pitfalls and downfall, think about how God in days of old, what he did, and how he brought people sometimes. I brought them out of fiery furnaces. Remember that? And just stop and think about how good God is. And I can tell you is that we're not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But I tell you what I do know. I've walked with that fourth one that was in that fiery furnace with them. I know who he is. And make no mistake about it, you're going to find out that every now and again we just need to stop and think how good God's been to us in spite of what we're going through or in spite of what we've already brought upon ourselves. Notice, if you will, please, that in the lesson there, that in verse number 18, he said, the voice of thy thunder, this is in Psalm 77, the voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, the lightnings lightened the world, and the earth trembled and shook. Now watch this, and what he's thinking about in days of old. He said, thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. You know what he got to thinking about when he was in trouble? He got to thinking about God bringing Israel by the hand of Moses and Aaron out of Egyptian bondage. He got to thinking about the Red Sea, and when they crossed and it looked like they were going to be him dead, that God opened it up and made a way of escape for them. Now look in your Bible over there in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 10, I believe that it is that we're looking in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 10. Chapter number 11, actually, is where we're looking at. And over there in the book of it, and the Bible said in verse number 23, he said, by faith Moses, we just got through reading about the psalmist mentioning his name to the Lord. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and that they were not afraid of the king's commandment. In other words, the edict of the king was to kill everybody. Remember that from 2 years old and under? Don't you remember that there was a death sentence upon him? Here this male child's been born. Some of those old prophets that had been preaching about he that's going to be born king of the Jews, that was a real threat to a king back in Egypt. And boy, he wanted to make sure there was no competition for him. And as a result of that, Moses was in danger of being killed. You know the story, how that the Bible said is that his mother finally, that she made a little ark and of bulrushes and pitched it within and without with pitch and sent that baby in it and sent it off. How that the Lord, how she sent the sister to see how it was going to be. How that the Lord in his providence ended Moses up over there at Pharaoh's house, and Pharaoh's own daughter is about to be able to raise this baby, and but she don't have any milk. Guess what ends up happening? That Pharaoh's daughter said, I want you to go and find one of these Hebrew women. He's wrapped in Hebrew cloth. I want you to find a Hebrew woman that can come and not only that, but be able to nurse and take care of it. And the little boy's own mother, Moses' own mother, unbeknownst to them. Can you imagine how that in the hand of God, that what faith that must have took? Can you imagine how she must have trembled on a regular basis? Can you imagine how that whenever she watched that little ark go off down through there, that she didn't have a clue that, boy, I'm going to spend the rest of my time bringing him up in the love and nurture and admonition of the Lord? There was no way she could know that. But I want to tell you, God knew that from the beginning to the end. I notice, if you will, please, in verse 24, by faith, that when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, I want you to watch that. I mean, he knows the story. He hears about it. And as a result of that, by faith, and you better have faith. I mean, his people are being whipped by bitter taskmasters. His people are having to make bricks in the slime pits and the mud pits. His people are being misused and abused and beaten every day. And you'll find that here he is now living in the lap of luxury in the palace, and Pharaoh's daughter is acting as his mother. But when he came to years, he recognized and realized by faith, I'm not one of these people here. By faith, boy, he realized to know that I'm a child of God. I'm been appointed by the Lord. And as a result of that, he chose rather, verse 25, to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, by the way, let me tell you, is that there are some pleasures in sin. Don't ever let anybody tell you sin's not fun. But after the fun's over, I'll guarantee you the heartache and the heartbreak and the crying and the agony and the shame is going to come in on you then. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Done that by fame. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, and not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now watch this. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now I want you to watch this. Here's an old boy that the psalmist is talking about. Here's a man that's talking about Moses and Aaron leading by their hand the people of Israel coming across the Red Sea, we're about to, and that by faith that Moses believed in the blood of the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. In this lesson that you're looking at, I can tell you right now is that every time I read that, chills go up and down my spine when I read that over there when God instructs them to take that blood of the Lamb and put it upon the lintel and the doorpost. And he says, and when I pass through the land and I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I'm glad to know tonight that I'm a child of the king. Now notice the rest of it, if you will. Through faith he kept the Passover. And then notice in, by faith in verse 29, by faith, they pass through the Red Sea. Now, this is what he's thinking on back over there in Psalm 77. He's thinking of things that happened in days of old. And he's thinking about this passage of Scripture that you and I are looking at. And by faith, they went through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. Now, do you know the reason why that the same lake, the same sea, rather, that was parted by the hand of God? The Israelites, they marched through on dry ground. Somebody said to you, do you believe it was really dry? You know, critics are saying, oh, if that were to happen, there'd be too much mud and there'd be too many bog holes. I believe they kicked up dust, brother and sister. I just do. When God said they came forth on dry ground, that's what I believe with all of my heart. Now, think about when you look into that passage there, the Egyptians got to thinking for a while. If they can do that, surely we can do it. And but they took in after them. And you know what ended up happening to them? They got to where that all of a sudden God let that water come back in, drown those men, drown those army men, those implements of war, their chariots, their horses, and so forth, and turn that water up on them. And they drowned them because, I'll tell you why, they went through in the flesh or tried to and didn't make it. Israel, by faith, Moses believed God, and here's what he said. This is not going to be too big for God to handle. I can remember years ago, whenever I first came here, is that Miss Dean, she gave me a copy at Christmas time of the Ten Commandments. I can't tell you back then, and that was on one of them, what do they call it? It wasn't what we got now. It was that tape, you know. I can't tell you how many times that me and Moses opened up the Red Sea. I mean, I'd watch that and I'd open it up again. I'd let it get and back it up and open it up again. I'm going to tell you right now, that's amazing unto me. Even though a whole lot that's in the film by Hollywood standard wasn't exactly right, boy, I like watching Cecil DeMille, whatever his name is, open up that water. And let me tell you right now is, what a blessing that was to be able to see that open up from one side and open up for Israel to be able to march through. I'm going to tell you, he made it look real too. Whenever that water came in and drowned it, Pharaoh's men and his horses, his chariots, so forth and so on. I got to tell you something, is that there's a lot of people that are going to miss that altogether. Get to realize to know there's a lot of folks that think somehow or another, I'm going to go to heaven if I just get in that church, and every now and again they'll come to church two or three times a year, but they don't have any faith. every now and again they'll start, then they'll stop, or they'll be in, then they're out. They're like hopscotch Baptists, you know, hopping here, hopping there, hopping everywhere. But let me just tell you something. It isn't a matter of what you do or what Pharaoh and all of his army and his men do. If you don't have faith that comes from God, you'll never make it to the other side and to the land of deliverance. I like something about the Lord whenever he tells them, and they were afraid of Pharaoh, and why wouldn't they be in all of those taskmasters? And said, you'll see their face again no more. And I can promise you right now, one of these days we're leaving this world we're living in. And we've got a Pharaoh that runs rampant out here, running up and down, called the devil. And I can tell you right now, he'd like to put a spook in you and like to scare you. And by the way, let me tell you, I'm no match for him. But I know the Lord is, and I just want to do like the angel, the archangel did. Michael, the archangel, whenever he was contending with the devil over the body of Moses, said, the Lord rebuke thee. I got to tell you, he's not, the devil ain't afraid of me, but he's afraid of the Lord. You know why? Lord's already whipped him hands down right in front of everybody. I'm glad to say to you that when you look into this Bible, that every now and again, don't let the devil get you so weighted down that you forget where God brought you from and where you could have been had it not been for the grace of God. Just spend a little time down at the house of God, a little time down at your house, and meditate on God and what he's done in days gone by and how faithful that he's been. I got to tell you, that's a blessing all the way around. As we get ready to close here tonight, I want to promise you that if you would spend a little more time and I could spend a little bit more time just thinking about the goodness of God and what he's done, it'll change your life. It'll make you be able to have a little bit of, pizzazz in your step. It'll put a song in your heart, see? I like every now and again, you'll see a lot of it on TV, a lot of it on your phone and all this business there. I've told you in days gone by is that I like to hear every now and again, like Willie Nelson singing, Good Morning America, How Are You? You know the song that I'm talking about. But that's not the song that's my song. My song is what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I can tell you that if every now and again you and I take sides with God against this world, the flesh, and the devil, you'd be surprised how happy and how peaceful that it'll cause you to be, see. I wonder tonight, are you thinking about days of old? Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us. We thank you. Lord, how we ask your blessings upon these that have gathered here tonight. Lord, I pray your blessings as we get ready to go home. Watch over us as we travel. Give us a good report now on Miss Stephanie tomorrow. And we pray for them. Pray for Brother Rice, his dear family, and Lord, these others' requests that have been mentioned. Help Miss Diane as she recuperates from this knee surgery. And Lord, above all, we want to say thank you for the goodness of God.